Welcome back, everybody. Today we're doing a deep dive all about rebuilding trust.
Ooh, rebuilding trust.
Yeah, you guys sent in a ton of articles and quotes about it.
So we're really going to unpack this whole thing.
We're going to unpack it. We're going to figure out, you know, what makes trust break down at work.
Right.
What happens when there's not a lot of trust.
Yeah.
And
the ripple effects.
The ripple effects.
Mm.
And most importantly, how do we fix it?
Yeah, how do we rebuild it?
How do we actually fix it?
Because it's so important.
It really is.
You know, it's funny. We talk about communication and leadership all the time.
Right.
But we rarely stop and think about what it's all built on.
Totally.
Trust.
Which is trust.
Yeah.
It really is the foundation of everything, isn't it?
It is.
And it's wild to me just how big of an impact broken trust can have.
Yeah.
Like there was one study that found organizations with low trust.
Uh-huh.
Experience something like a 30% decrease in productivity.
Wow.
That's insane.
Ooh, that's huge.
That's a lot.
And it goes beyond the numbers, too.
Yeah.
Think about the culture when people don't trust each other. What? It just breeds negativity and suspicion.
Uh-huh.
And instead of celebrating each other's successes,
right,
you're watching your back.
Totally. It's like everyone's walking on eggshells all the time.
Afraid to speak up, afraid to take risks.
And then it makes sense that good people end up leaving.
Of course, who wants to work in a place like that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
And it all starts with these.
It's crazy because it starts with these little things.
These little things.
Everyday scenarios.
Seemingly small things.
We can all relate to.
Yes. Okay. Give me an example.
Like what happens when there's a project deadline, but nobody knows who's doing what?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Or when a manager promises support and then disappears when you need them.
Yes. I've been there.
Right.
And it makes you question everything.
Yeah.
Like, can I rely on anybody?
It's like this crack.
It is a crack.
In the foundation.
There's no some trust.
Yeah. And then you add in.
And then you add in all the other stuff.
Like the gossip.
The gossip. Oh, my gosh.
All the rumors.
Yeah. The micromanaging boss looking over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Second guessing every move you make.
It's death by a thousand cuts.
It is.
You know?
And they might seem minor on their own.
Right.
But when they all come together.
Yeah.
It creates this atmosphere.
It really does.
That just permeates everything.
Totally.
And then.
And the longer it goes unaddressed,
oh,
the worse it gets.
Right. Because the cracks.
The deeper those cracks get.
Just get bigger.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've established broken trust is bad.
It's bad.
But how do we fix it?
Yeah. That's the big question, right?
Because it's not a hopeless situation, is it?
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It takes effort.
Okay.
But it can be done.
So what do we do?
And I think the most powerful first step is just acknowledging it.
Okay, so no more sweeping it under the rug. No sweeping things under the rug.
Got it.
No pretending everything's fine.
Right.
We have to acknowledge it.
So like a big, we need to talk meeting with the whole company.
Not necessarily a big meeting.
Okay.
But just fostering a culture of transparency.
Okay.
Where people feel comfortable speaking up.
Got it.
About their concerns and where leaders admit.
Right.
When they've made a mistake.
So it's not just talking. It's also taking action.
It's action. It's backing it up.
Okay. So give me an example.
If communication is a problem.
Right.
Maybe implement a project management system where everybody can see who's doing what.
Okay.
Or if people feel micromanaged.
Right.
Maybe it's giving them more autonomy and trust their job.
So are there any companies.
Yeah. You know.
That have actually like tackled this.
There are some really inspiring examples.
Okay.
In the material you sent.
Okay.
Like Google, back in 2018, when employees walked out to protest how they were handling sexual harassment claims.
Right. That was huge.
Sure.
That's when they changed their policy on forced arbitration.
Yes.
I remember that.
Their CEO, Sundar Pichai, apologized publicly.
Right.
And more importantly, they followed through.
Uh-huh.
They ended forced arbitration.
Oh, wow.
For those types of claims.
That's amazing.
It wasn't a perfect solution.
Yeah. But it showed they were trying.
But it showed they were listening and willing to change.
And it takes guts.
It does.
For a company that big to admit.
Yeah.
They messed up.
Totally.
So what other examples are out there?
That same year, Starbucks.
Oh, yeah?
When those two black men were arrested.
I remember that.
Sparked outrage and accusations of racial bias.
Yeah.
They closed all their stores.
For a day.
For a day. For racial bias training.
Yeah.
It was a bold move.
It was.
Some people called it a PR stunt.
Right.
But I think it showed.
They were serious.
They were willing to address a systemic issue.
Yeah. And they actually invested money and time.
Exactly.
And it wasn't just words.
it wasn't just talk. It was action.
Okay. But those are huge companies.
Right.
With a lot of resources.
Yeah.
What about for the rest of us?
Well, the scale might be different.
Okay.
But the principles are the same.
Right.
Acknowledge the issue, communicate openly and honestly.
Uh-huh.
And take concrete steps to address the root cause.
And rebuilding trust isn't a one-time fix, right?
No, it's not.
It's a process.
It's a process.
It's ongoing.
It takes consistent effort.
Yeah.
And real commitment.
Okay, so we talked about the impact of broken trust.
We did.
We looked at some big companies.
Google and Starbucks.
That really tackled this head on.
Uh-huh.
And coming up in part two.
Yes.
We're going to dive into more of those strategies.
More strategies.
To rebuild trust.
In part two.
So don't go anywhere. Welcome back to our deep dive on rebuilding trust.
Rebuilding trust.
So before we jump into more strategies,
okay.
One of the quotes you sent really stuck with me.
Okay, which one?
It was, trust is the highest form of human motivation.
Oh, yeah.
It brings out the very best in people.
I love that quote.
And that was Stephen Covey.
Stephen Covey, he was brilliant.
And it makes me think about, like,
yeah,
how energizing a high trust environment can be.
It's so true. Think about it.
Yeah.
A time when you felt really trusted at work,
yeah,
you were probably more willing to share your ideas.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Take risks, go the extra mile.
For sure.
Right.
When you know your contributions are valued.
Absolutely.
And you've got that support of your team.
Yeah.
It's amazing what you can accomplish.
It is.
But okay, so how do we actually get there?
Right.
Especially when trust has been broken.
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, going back to those concrete steps we talked about,
uh-huh,
one of the most important,
okay,
is leading by example.
Okay, leading by example.
Actions speak louder than words.
Right.
Especially when it comes to rebuilding trust.
So like if a leader is saying,
yeah,
we value transparency, mm-hmm, but then all the decisions are made behind closed doors.
Right.
That's not.
So it sends a mixed message.
Yeah, a mixed message.
It's about walking the talk.
Walking the talk.
If you want your team to trust each other,
yeah,
you have to be trustworthy.
Okay.
So be honest, even when it's tough.
Right.
Admit when you make mistakes and just be reliable.
Be consistent.
Consistent.
Yeah.
So we've been focusing a lot on the workplace.
Yeah.
But Covey actually said that.
Oh, he did.
Trust is the glue of life.
The glue of life.
Not just in business.
Right.
So how do you see these principles playing out,
yeah,
in our personal relationships?
I think it's even more crucial in our personal lives.
Really?
Yeah. Think about the foundation.
Okay.
Of any strong relationship, huh, with a partner, with your friend, with your family.
Yeah.
It all boils down to trust.
It does.
And it,
but in our personal lives,
right,
the stakes feel higher.
They do.
It's not just about productivity or profits.
It's about our emotional well-being.
Yeah. It's about the people we love.
Exactly. The people we care about.
Yeah.
Okay. So then rebuilding trust.
Yes.
In our personal relationships.
Oh, it can be tough.
It's even harder.
Much harder.
Because it's more personal.
Because the hurts cut deeper.
They do.
But the core principles are the same.
Okay. So remind me what those are again.
Acknowledge the issue.
All right.
Communicate openly and honestly.
Uh-huh.
And demonstrate through your actions,
right,
that you are trustworthy.
It's so easy to get caught up.
I know, right?
In what the other person needs to do.
Yeah.
You know?
We point the finger.
Yeah.
It's their fault.
But it's a two-way street.
It is. It takes two to tango.
Right. We have to look at ourselves, too.
Absolutely. Take ownership.
Take ownership. And sometimes that means having those difficult conversations.
Okay, those hard conversations, which can be so uncomfortable.
They can be.
But we have to be willing to apologize, listen to the other person's perspective.
And actually change our behavior.
And change.
Right?
It's not easy.
It's not.
Yeah.
But it's so rewarding.
Really?
When we actually put in the effort,
uh-huh,
to rebuild trust.
Yeah.
It just strengthens those bonds,
mm-hmm,
and creates deeper connection.
I like that.
Yeah.
So you sent over some book recommendations that I think will be really helpful.
Oh, good. I hope so.
And one that seems like a classic,
okay,
is The Speed of Trust by Stephen M. R. Covey.
Yeah, that's a great one.
So good.
He really makes the case that trust,
uh-huh,
is this hidden variable.
Hidden variable.
That impacts everything.
Quickly.
From team performance,
right,
to the overall success of a company.
Wow.
And he gives you a framework.
Oh, that's awesome.
For building trust in any setting.
So good.
Yeah.
We also have Daring Greatly by Brené Brown.
Oh, Brené Brown.
Which a lot of people know.
Yeah.
And her work on vulnerability.
Yeah.
But how does that tie into trust. Well, she argues that vulnerability is the key to building trust.
Okay.
It's about having the courage to be ourselves, imperfections and all,
right,
and letting people see us for who we are.
It's like that saying.
Oh, yeah.
People don't care how much you know.
Right.
Until they know how much you care.
Exact.
And I think vulnerability helps people see that.
It does. It creates a connection.
Yeah.
A sense of shared humanity.
Yes.
And allows us to connect on a deeper level.
And that's the foundation of trust.
It is.
There's another book on the list.
Okay.
That sounds interesting.
Which one?
For teams.
Uh-huh.
It's The Five Dysfunctions of a Team.
Oh, yeah. Patrick Lencioni.
By Patrick Lencioni.
That's a good one.
Have you read that?
I have. He presents it as a leadership fable.
Oh, wow.
But it really outlines these five common dysfunctions that prevent teams from reaching their potential.
And what's the first dysfunction?
What do you think?
Absence of trust.
Absence of trust.
Right.
It all comes back to trust.
It really does.
Doesn't
it? Even when we're talking about teamwork and goals.
Yeah.
Trust really underpins everything.
It really does. It's the foundation.
It is.
For all successful relationships.
Powerful.
Yeah.
So we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
We talked about the everyday scenarios that erode trust.
Uh-huh.
Those high stakes consequences.
Yeah.
We even looked at Google and Starbucks.
Those amazing examples turning things around.
And now we've got all these resources.
Some great resources.
For anyone who wants to dive in deeper.
Yeah.
I think it's important to remember.
What's that?
Rebuilding trust isn't a destination.
No.
It's a process.
It's a journey.
It's ongoing.
It takes effort.
Yeah.
And patience.
And vulnerability.
And a willingness to be vulnerable.
But the rewards are worth it.
They are.
So in part three.
Okay.
We'll wrap up our deep dive on rebuilding trust.
Sounds good.
Explore some final thoughts. And leave you with a question to ponder. So, stick with us. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into rebuilding trust.
Rebuilding trust.
You know, going through all this material you sent.
Yeah.
It's crazy how trust really touches everything.
It really does.
Right.
Every aspect of our lives.
From work to our personal relationship.
Our relationship with ourselves, even.
Oh, yeah. Even our relationship with ourselves.
It's wild, isn't it?
Totally.
One of the articles you shared had this quote.
Mm-hmm.
Trust is the fruit of a relationship.
Okay.
In which you know you are loved.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
It's by William Paul Young.
Or William Paul Young.
And it really got me thinking
yeah.
about the connection between love and trust.
Because when you feel loved.
Right.
And accepted.
Like truly loved.
Truly loved for who you are.
Yeah.
It makes it so much easier to trust.
It does.
Those people.
Yeah, it creates that safety.
It does safety.
In belonging.
Yeah.
Where we can be vulnerable. Without fear of judgment.
And vulnerability is so important for building trust.
It is, because it shows we're genuine.
Right. It shows we care.
We care.
And it's not just romantic love.
Oh, no, not at all.
Right.
I think
it's friendships.
Friendships.
Family bonds.
Mentors.
Mentors. Those people who believe in us.
Yeah, when you feel seen.
Yes.
And supported.
Yeah, that feeling.
That's what allows us to grow.
It's fertile ground for growth.
Right.
When we trust.
Yeah.
And feel trusted.
We take risks.
Yes.
We share ideas.
We step outside our comfort zone.
We do all the things.
That's where the magic happens.
It really is. I know for me, yep. when I feel that trust,
It's
like a superpower.
It is.
I can do anything.
You can.
It gives me the confidence to like.
Tackle any challenge.
Tackle those challenges and then even.
The resilience.
The resilience to bounce back.
When things get tough.
Yeah, when things don't go my way.
Exactly.
Okay, so you mentioned self-trust.
Oh, self-trust. We haven't talked about that.
Yeah.
But that's important, too.
It's huge.
Yeah.
If we don't trust ourselves.
Yeah.
How can we expect anyone else to?
That's true.
Right.
So how do we cultivate self-trust?
I think it starts with self-awareness.
Okay. Self-awareness.
Understanding our strengths and weaknesses.
Uh-huh.
What matters to us.
Our values.
Our values, exactly. Honoring those things. Making choices that align
yeah.
with who we are.
Even when it's hard.
Even when it's hard.
But it's also about.
What's it about?
Being compassionate to ourselves.
Yes.
You know.
Like we would with a loved one.
Like we would with someone else.
Right. Cutting ourselves some slack.
Because we're all works in progress.
We are. We're all learning.
And it's about consistency too.
Consistency.
Right.
Keeping those promises we make to ourselves.
Yeah, those little promises.
Following through on our commitments.
Celebrating our wins.
Big and small.
Yeah.
It's like building that trust muscle.
I like that, building the trust muscle.
Yeah, one step at a time.
One step at a time.
You know, we've talked a lot about rebuilding.
Uh-huh.
But we can't forget about forgiveness.
Oh, forgiveness.
It plays a huge role.
Okay.
We all make mistakes.
We're human.
We're human.
Right.
And holding on to those grudges.
Yeah.
That resentment.
That resentment.
It just poisons us.
It does. It
poisons our relationships.
And it's not just about forgiving others.
Right.
It's about forgiving ourselves, too.
Yeah. Letting go of that guilt and shame.
Yeah. That can really hold us back.
It can.
So powerful.
Self-forgiveness is so powerful. It allows us to learn and grow.
To be resilient.
More resilient.
So as we wrap up this deep dive.
Yeah.
On rebuilding trust.
Okay.
The key takeaway.
What is it?
Is it? It's a journey.
It's a journey, not a destination.
It's ongoing.
It's an ongoing process.
It takes effort.
Effort, patience.
Patience.
Yeah.
Vulnerability.
Vulnerability.
But the rewards
are so worth it.
Are
they are.
When we cultivate that trust.
Right.
In our relationship.
At work, at home, within ourselves.
Yeah.
We create this ripple effect.
We do.
It goes outwards.
We build a better world.
We build a world.
Where we feel safe.
Safe to be ourselves. To take risks.
To collaborate.
To create something meaningful.
And honestly, what's more valuable than that?
That's the question, isn't it?
It is.
What small step can you take today?
Oh, I like that.
To nurture trust in your relationships.
Yeah.
Maybe it's reaching out to someone you've hurt.
Oh.
Offering a genuine apology.
Or even acknowledging your own strengths.
Or acknowledging your own strengths, mm-hmm. your own accomplishments.
Right.
Every act of trust matters.
It does.
No matter how small.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
On this deep dive into rebuilding trust.
It was my pleasure.
We'll be back next time with another fascinating topic.
Can't wait.
So stay tuned.